This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, April 15th. Well, the cattle market's starting to really struggle and get some momentum to the downside here. And I think this just further confirms that we've likely seen our seasonal highs, especially in live cattle. And I think, frankly, for feeder cattle as well, after yesterday's price action, you could pretty much say that we've probably put in our seasonal highs. I've been, looking for the early May time window, and we may get a bounce back up. We'll get some corrections, but I think that it at best we would come back and test the highs that were put in here just a week ago, where we're looking in a much better position. But the market has struggled here. We see the box beef really simmering down, and we talked about this last week that the strength in the box beef was accelerating, and usually that's a sign that you're kind of in that parabolic stage, that blow off type of stage where the prices just go bam 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 higher, and then you just hit the wall. And it appears that box beef has done that. Even though yesterday was up pretty decent, we're up 280 on the choice at 273. Select also was higher, up 77 at 267. So it was a decent day, but again, last week's prices were just pretty crazy, the surge higher in box beef. Retail demand, of course, is the driver, and slaughter capacity is the constraint. And so the feedlots really struggle to get any leverage because they just can't move more cattle through. The packers just can't handle it. And the retail demand is very strong. And this was something that we talked about quite a bit through late winter and early spring, the likelihood that you would see very strong consumer demand this spring. It just seemed to be very likely that that would happen. You've got the pandemic hopefully winding down. The vaccines are here. People have been cooped up forever. And there's just eagerness to get out, whether it's going to a restaurant, which would be huge, or just to the backyard for the grilling, the normal seasonal springtime rituals. And that all points to strong demand for beef. And it appears that that's happening. Grocery stores are readying for it. And the weather's been pretty decent across much of the country. It's cool. And obviously you have your normal spring volatility, but generally speaking, I think that the grocery stores are getting ready and the restaurants are getting ready for a surge in demand. And of course they're going to lead that, and that's that the beef market and the futures market will lead that. So I think likely that the box beef is slowing down. It certainly that rate of acceleration has backed away. Cash markets are still holding pretty well. We've just seen some light sales so far this week, but around 123 on the Fed trade is up another dollar over last week. The slaughter movement, 343,000 heads so far this week. That's 2,000 less than last week, and it's up about 70,000 over last year. Feeder cattle index down 10 cents at 143.56. So that's the first drop we've seen in about 7 days on the feeder cattle index. And there too, there's quite a bit of concern about the drought across the Northern Plains, not just for grains, but livestock as well. They have to eat something. And North Dakota is moving numbers off aggressively. So we can see the impact it's having already in mid-April. And of course, they're going to want to make those decisions typically before they really get into the planting season and get going with the grain production season. So I think that's keeping a lid on feeder cattle prices, just in cattle prices in general, all these numbers moving in to the auction yards. And really, thank goodness they have a place to go, that there's at least pasture in the southern plains for these animals to go. Otherwise, it would be a really full-blown disaster, not only for the northern plains, but for prices as well. So typically you see demand for grass calves be strong, and that pushes prices higher into early May when you have good grazing conditions. Normally we're focused on the southern plains, but the northern plains are pushing numbers off the pasture and they're going down into the southern plains. So that's, again, it's kind of subduing that price action. The demand is there for the southern plains, but the supply has increased significantly coming out of the north. So that's why I think that we probably have already seen our seasonal high in the feeder cattle. So we want to be stepping up on rallies to get more hedges put on, that be a little bit more proactive here, not hold out waiting for that early May time window. I think we're already seeing this summer decline start to take place. And I think the same thing too with the fed cattle trade, live cattle prices. Seasonally, you look for that mid-March to mid-April. We managed to get into early April for that, and then we kind of held out seeing, well, are we going to continue to see strong demand, which we are, but yeah, I don't think it's going to hold out till late April, like we've seen the last couple years. Well, not last year. Last year was a disaster, but the prior couple years, it was more toward late April where you saw those seasonal highs. I think this year it's going to be that first week of April, and again, that was only a week ago that we saw those highs. So we're going to be looking to be more proactive on the rallies, get some hedges on, get sales on the books, believing that we've already seen our seasonal highs. And particularly if the corn market continues to just push higher and higher and higher, you're already at 8-year highs on corn. It doesn't seem to be backing off. That's really going to lay on the feeder cattle market. It's going to be difficult to price in profitability at these kinds of feed grain prices. Wheat is expensive. Hay is expensive. It's going to be tough. So, and again, at least feeder cattle prices have hung in there. Cattle prices have hung in there, allowing the Northern Plains guys to at least have a decent price as they have to reduce their herd size. It's just Mother Nature is demanding that. Export sales this morning were a little disappointing at 15,900 tons. That's down, from, we've been seeing right around 19,000. So it's not down huge, but it's definitely a slip as far as the total sales. Japan bought 6,300 of that. China took 3,300, and South Korea took 2,900. And pork export sales as well, 17,200 tons. That's well below what we've been seeing here the last few weeks. In fact, that's about half. Mexico took 7,800, Japan 4,300, and South Korea took 1,300. So China, not a big player in the pork market. So maybe they're finally getting their own supplies on track, and that would definitely change the trajectory of the hog market and the pork complex, as they've just been a huge buyer, not only of U.S. pork, but around the world. So that is not enough to support the market, as we can see. And so again, I think that from here on out, for the seasonal perspective, for the summer, it looks like we have started the downward cycle, and we want to be much more proactive as far as selling on the rallies. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.